So what's your gauge in terms of how accepting are other members of Congress about this potential proposal? I mean, you mentioned that it's been three administrations ago when some of these were started. Nothing has really changed so far. What's your gauge of where we are in these types of changes actually becoming policies?
It's a really interesting question because the policy dynamics this year and in relation to the 2018 Farm Bill are somewhat different than they were, say, in 2008. For example, in the discussion of what turned out to be the 2008 Farm Bill, the House and Senate Agriculture Committees were operating with, if anything, a perspective that they could spend more rather than less on farm subsidies. Today, that's not really the perspective. For example, Senator Roberts from Kansas, who chairs the Senate Agriculture Committee, has said, we're going to have to make do with less, not more, while wanting to sustain farm subsidies. And his focus was particularly on the farm subsidy side of the farm bill. We'll talk about nutrition programs in a few minutes. But there's no empathy in Congress for the Trump administration's proposal to take a third of spending out of the food stamp, what we think of as the food stamp program, many of us. And the odds are that proposal is truly dead on arrival. And there likely will be virtually no cuts to the SNAP program as it's now known. But on the farm subsidy side, the challenge for the agricultural lobbies is that it's well known that most of the monies go to highly successful large operations. And that's always going to be an increasingly, well, from now on, that's going to be an increasingly difficult case to make for justifying farm subsidies. The challenge for the House and Senate Agricultural Committees, which are currently chaired by Republicans too, is that there are interest groups on the right that are believed to be quite influential in the administration and among the fiscal hawks in Congress that are strongly supportive of cuts for things like the harvest price option. Right? That cut was specifically proposed by these groups. So it's not clear that the administration's proposals for cuts in crop insurance in any major way will actually be implemented. But there's a higher probability that some adjustments will have to be made in the crop insurance program this time around than perhaps in previous years.
Well, and just to illustrate where those cuts would be, I mean, I mentioned this figure before, but I think it probably is worth talking a little bit about is that with the proposal, at least for the $40,000 cap, you're talking about it hitting 5% of the farms, but a third of all premium subsidies, you know, being paid for through those farms.
Yeah, and there's some fairly devastating data out there. A 2011 or 12 GAO report, for example, indicated that there were some farmers, a relatively small number, but they were getting well over $1 million in premium subsidies. And those operations were running farms that were 90,000 acres, 120,000 acres, or only 15,000 acres, but with extremely high-valued crops. And these are not operations that you normally think of as needing a government handout to survive. It's not the person scratching a living on a part-time basis out of 400 acres of wheat or 500 acres of wheat that they inherited from, say, their grandparents. Although those people likely have other jobs in town, certainly within the family.
And just for those who may not be familiar, the GAO is the Government Accountability Office. It's the office that, by request, does these reports to tell the public about where money is going and how it's being used. So that, as Vince mentioned, that's one of the reports that was requested to look at farm policies and crop insurance policies.